Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking about dating with urgency. And we're going to go over two of my dating rules. I have a dating series out now on TikTok. So if you go on my page there, you'll see the playlist. And there's going to be tons of dating rules videos out there. And two of them I really wanted to cover in a podcast episode because there's just so much that I want to say, not only on the rules themselves, but just on dating with urgency in general. And it's not to say being in a rush, there's a difference. It's not to say like, yeah, everyone should rush things and you should commit to people before you even know them. But it's just about dating with excitement and waiting for guys who actually make you feel like they are interested in pursuing you instead of talking to guys who will go days and weeks without making plans with you and they make you feel just like as if they're not even interested at all. And so we're going to get into all of that in a second, but I just have to make my official announcement that the Queens of Confidence digital program is officially here and it's here to stay. If you girls remember, I launched the Queens of Confidence as a live group program back in 2023. So that was hosted every couple of months. And now I decided to kick it up a notch and make it available to everyone all year round, permanently, and at a super, 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 super affordable rate. When this program was live, it was $2,000. And now, as a digital program, it's $500, but I have it on a promo rate of $299 for a limited time. So the program that plenty of people have paid $2,000 for, you can get access to for $299 right now. So that is crazy. Speaking of urgency in today's topic, I would not wait to get that before the discount ends. It is an 8-module program, which was once an 8-week program, but now you could do it at your own pace. So you could break it up week by week or day by day, or you could binge the whole damn thing at once and then start all over again. Whatever you choose, you will have access forever to do it on your own time. So in addition to the videos and modules, there are journal prompts and thought-provoking questions, worksheets and tasks, all attached to each module. So you are actually doing the work along with what you are learning. And there's a community discussion board too, so you can engage with others who have bought the program. You could ask me questions and I will be more than happy to answer. I will be as active as I can possibly be to stay engaged with you girls there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, when it was live, it was a group program. So when we were meeting every week, the girls were all on Zoom, like on a video chat with me, going through everything. So there was like a really strong community feel and I didn't want to give that up altogether, but it's a digital program. So I didn't want to do anything live since the whole point is for everyone to be able to do things at their own pace. And so I felt like the community discussion board was a really good way to tie that into it. So everyone can connect with each other. You can make friends, you can talk, you could talk to me, whatever the case is. So that is available there as well. So again, not only are you going to have fun, but there's just going to be so much you're going to learn. You are going to gain so much from this program. If you think that you learn a lot from the podcast here on For the Girls, you are in for a whole lot more because I dig really, really deep and I cover so much. A few of the topics that are included are self-esteem, of course, confidence, external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, daily habits, mindful living, consciousness, connecting with your authentic self, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, communicating your needs, attracting everything you want, and so much more. So become a queen of confidence with me at victoriaalario.com. It's just my name, and then you'll see it there. It's also linked in the show notes for easy access, takes you directly to the Queens of Confidence page. And yeah, that's it. So be sure to get the program while it's on a discounted rate because I know you will kick yourself if you wait. I know that there are payment options. I'm pretty sure there's like Klarna, Afterpay, Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card, like just all different ways that you could pay. I'm pretty sure that's available on there. So go check that out. go become a queen of confidence with me. And yeah, I'm so excited. Now, let's get into today's episode topic. So first things first, I want to talk about my 48-hour rule. And this rule is essentially put in place to avoid wasting time, because I think the honest truth is so much time is wasted in dating, but the thing is, so much time is wasted in dating mostly when the guy that you're dating or talking to or whatever just really is not that interested in you. And the problem is that they don't act on that. Like, they don't make it clear enough that they are not interested in you. You would only know if you're someone who's really, really in tune and like really aware of these things. Like, if you're a girl who's not sure, which I would say is 90% of girls, and you're like, oh, he's just not really that responsive because he's busy at work. Like, they are wasting your time. They are leading you on. And it's a shame because, you know, if you are a little bit more, I don't want to say like naive, but maybe you're more optimistic. You're more like giving him the benefit of the doubt, playing devil's advocate. And you're talking to this guy, but no plans are put in place or things just take forever to get done. You're the one who ends up with your time wasted, because realistically on his end, he's probably throughout all of that still talking to and seeing other women and still making other connections. It's like the freaking Bachelor. Imagine like the guy who's the Bachelor with his 25 girls that are there. The 25 girls are there for him, just waiting for their turn, just waiting to get picked. And he is still mingling and building connections with other people in the meantime. So that's kind of like what's happening in real life. You're being, you know, the good, honest woman that you are, just waiting, you know, on things to move forward with this guy. And while they're not moving forward and he's just saying, yeah, I'm so busy, this and that. Like, do we really believe that he's sitting home twiddling his thumbs? No, I'm sorry to say that's probably not the truth. And the truth is that in these cases, you always end up with a pen pal. You end up having a guy to text. But for what? I always, like when I was single and dating, I could never understand what the point was. To this day, I don't understand what the point is. Even having a man, a boyfriend that I could read inside out, like I still would never be able to tell you why men do this, why they waste your time, why they text you. Like, just make it clear you're not interested. The mixed signals is where shit gets confusing for girls. And so if you're not texting her at all and she never hears from you and you leave her alone, I would say you've made it pretty clear that you're not interested. But if you're still texting her, saying good morning, asking how her day is going, engaging with her stuff on Instagram, responding to her stories, liking her pictures, still making your presence known and be felt in her life, but you're not making plans with her, she might not realize that you're just not interested in seeing her, and she might really be giving you the benefit of the doubt, like I said, that you're just too busy at the moment. And if every woman, if every girl who is in this stage of dating and meeting guys and whatever could implement the 48-hour rule, and it's not about telling him, because you never want to do that. You're not going to give away your secrets. It's handing the guys the cheat code. You're not going to say, okay, well, I have this 48-hour rule, so you have to do everything within 48 hours. And then obviously he's going to, one, he's either going to be like, okay, you're a psycho, or two, he's going to act accordingly. And he's only going to act accordingly for a short period of time to get what he wants from you, and then blah, 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 and then it just becomes a whole mess. So you don't want to go that route. You're withholding this knowledge, okay? You're keeping this to yourself. And it's just for yourself to collect data and to collect the evidence on where you stand with this guy, what this guy's intentions are with you. Because he might tell you his intentions are one thing. Yeah, I'm ready to settle down and blah, blah, blah. But then his actions are not giving settling down energy whatsoever. So now what the 48-hour rule is, it's quite frankly exactly what it sounds like, but it's that every, you know, progression, every ounce of like moving forward should be going on within 2 days. So to give you a little example to like, you know, paint the picture for you, if a guy gets your number, he should text you within 2 days. Like if a guy gets your number on Tuesday, he should not be waiting until next Monday to text you. So if he gets your number on Tuesday and texts you a week or 2 weeks later, I'd be like, who is this? Like, not interested. I mean, unless he went on a 2 week vacation and was like, yeah, I'm out of the country, so I can't even see you. But even in that case, there's still no excuse, because then he could text you and say, hey, I got your number. I'm going away for the next little bit, but I'm looking forward to seeing you. So I just wanted you to have my number now, and I'll text you or I'll call you when I get home. Like, to me, it's like, even when I try to justify or explain why you haven't heard from a guy, I still feel like there's no excuse, because communication is like the bare minimum. So even if he had something going on, he could still communicate that with you and reach out and say, I got your number. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to taking you out. It just won't be until I come home from vacation. Like, big fucking whoop. There's just no reason for a guy to go days without texting you when he gets your number. The same would be for matching on a dating app. So say that you match with a guy on Hinge. And you know how, like, when you match, it'll say, like, start the conversation or whatever? Because, like, you liked each other, but there's no message there. It's just a like or whatever. Whatever, like a heart. I don't know. Whatever you call it. If they are not messaging you within 2 days, again, what are you doing? You matched with me. So now, did you just match with me because you're liking everyone's stuff? You're using this like a social media app? Are you using it like it's Instagram? Okay, I like her picture. Here's a like. Okay, I like her prompt. Here's a like. And they have no actual intentions of pursuing something with you? Because I remember being on there and I would have 25 matches, but two conversations. And some of those matches never turned into conversations. So what was the point? Like, why are you on this app if you're not intentional about dating? And so it would be the same thing as a guy getting your number. This is just, say a guy gets your number that's like, you know, offline, that's in the real life, real world, when you're out. And then the matching thing is online. So a guy matches with you, it's the same as getting your number. He should be messaging you, same way a guy who got your number should be texting you. He should be messaging you within 48 hours. If he doesn't, I would unmatch, because that tells me this is not someone who is intentional about their dating apps. I do not need a pen pal. I do not want a pen pal, nor do I want you sitting in my matches just so that you can refer back to me when the girl you're currently seeing doesn't work out. Because then it's like, is that what they're doing? They're just collecting girls on dating apps. And then it's like, all right, I'm going to start seeing Susie for the next few weeks. And then if that doesn't work, I'll go back to, you know, the pound. I'll go back and see who I have there. I'll go see all my girls waiting in, you know, my Hinge matches for me. Like, we're not leftovers. We're not a second choice. We're not option B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, what do you think this is? Again, you think you're the bachelor or something. Like, that's just not how this is going to work if you implement these rules. So now those are the two in regards to, like, you know, reaching out. But then it even progresses further, because now say he did text you. Now say he did message you when you matched. From there, a date should be planned within 2 days. It does not mean that you need to go on a date within 2 days. It means it needs to be discussed. It needs to be talked about, and a day needs to be planned. Because once you pass that 48-hour window, you are now, like, say that you're actually talking, you know, like, he got your number, he's texting you, and now you're doing the, hey, what's up, how are you, where are you from, blah, 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 and or say that was on a dating app, whatever, it doesn't matter. That will continue for days and days and days, especially even more now, because the excitement is even further gone, because the urgency is present right away. But after the two-day window passes, there is no more urgency. So if you match with someone and you're talking to someone, you have that urgency right there of, okay, to keep this conversation going, let me ask what she likes to eat, and I'll tell her a restaurant that I really want to go to, and, like, we'll pick a day and we'll do that. Those are the things that should be going when, how I say, like, all the progression should be happening in increments of 2 days. That's how you move with urgency. Instead, if you match with someone and you let him text you the hey, hi, how are ya? How's work? What are you eating? What'd you have for lunch? How's your dog? Just the same old, like, boring nonsense conversations. That's when you end up wondering on day 5, 6, 7, like, is he gonna ask me out? What is gonna happen here? Like, what's the deal? And now your excitement level is lowered. And so now the both of you are lacking excitement because he obviously is not excited because he's not moving with urgency. Because when you're excited about something, you want to get it done. You'll do it right now. It's like, imagine even just getting a little ounce of motivation to clean your house. And then you go on that tangent of cleaning your whole house in the next hour or two. Like, if you want to do something, you will get it done. But if you're not excited about it, and if you give yourself tons of time to do it, then you prolong the process. There is that saying, speaking of the house cleaning example, where it's like, if you give a man 3 days to clean his house, he'll take 3 days. But if you give a man 3 hours to clean his house, it'll take him 3 hours. So however long of a period of time you give yourself or allow yourself is how long it'll take you to do something. So if someone is not requiring, you know, urgency from you and you're able to just go with the flow, then by all means. But now you're not excited because of that lack of urgency. And now she's not excited because of your lack of urgency. And so now, like I said, you're 5, 6 days into this, like, what's the deal? And so then you just want to keep looking. You're just going to keep your options open. You're just going to look elsewhere. And then that conversation might even die out because now you're having a better conversation with someone else. Like, the point is that if we waste time, then we just altogether lack excitement. And again, to make clear, it does not mean you need to get together right away, because I don't care if you make the plans for a week in advance, like a week out. You could still give yourself a week to text him, to maybe talk on the phone, to FaceTime. Like, you could still give yourself plenty of time to build a little bit of a connection before actually seeing him. Just have the plans in place. I think about even with my boyfriend, we had our plans right away, but we actually didn't get to go on those, like, to the date until 2 weeks into texting because we both had different things at that time. I went away, he went away. We both just had a lot at that exact moment. And so the weekends weren't working out. And so we ended up just picking a weekday, which we wanted to do a weekend, but our weekends were, you know, pre-planned in advance. And so we had the plans set, but we didn't go for, it was more like a week and a half. It was a week and a half to 2 weeks. So I have no issue with the date not happening right away. It just needs to be planned right away. And then you could arrange your schedules accordingly and take it from there. And then moving forward, your second date should be planned within 48 hours of your first date. So everything really, when you think about it, there's no need for things to take more than 2 days to happen, especially when you just went on a first date. If his first question is not, when can I see you again? That man is not excited about you. He is not urgent about you. He is not sure how he feels about you. He's gonna go home, think about it, analyze, really try to figure out, you know, I don't know, do I want to see her again? Do I not? When do I want to? He needs more time to think about it. That after that first date, before you even leave, he should already be trying to make plans to see you for your second date. But say that he doesn't. Say that he maybe is shy or whatever. You had such a great time that it slipped his mind to make the plans because he was so in the present. He wasn't thinking about the future. Okay, that's fine. He wasn't thinking about days from now. He was thinking about how much he was enjoying his time with you. That's fine. You had your first date. Okay. Now you go home, you go to sleep, and the high has worn off. Now you wake up in the morning, you're clear, you're conscious. Now you just had a fabulous date with someone that you really, really liked. Not even a full 24 hours before, because it was 10 hours before, since all you did was go to sleep since then. So you just met someone you really liked. Don't you want to see them again? Don't you want to know when you're going to see them again? It doesn't mean that they're immediately going to say, can I see you tonight? Maybe they will. I mean, there's plenty of stories like that where people are like, we went on our first date and then we saw each other every day since then. We moved in together a freaking week later. I mean, that's definitely not my experience, but some people, they move that way where they say, we went on the first date and we've been inseparable since. And we've spent every day together since then. So, okay, yeah, that's possible. But that, you know, people are different, okay? So say that that's not the case for you. Say that he doesn't ask to see you the next night. At least the next day or two, he should at least be saying, I really enjoyed my date with you, our date. When can we go out again? When are you free again? When can I take you out? There should be no reason why someone who just really enjoyed their date with you, their time with you, would not be pursuing a second date right away. Why would you wait a week? Okay, I saw you. I really enjoyed my time with you, but I really just don't care to see you right away. So I'm just going to keep texting you like a pen pal for the next 5 days. And then I'll figure it out. No. Boring, 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 boring. That is so boring. Why do you insist on making dating boring when it should be so much fun? And I feel like I really developed this awareness of the difference between like boring dating and exciting dating truly when I did meet my boyfriend, because we did have a really good like flow, a really good system going. We started talking, a date plan, we went on the date, the next date plan, like everything just kept going, and everything was really consistent and everything progressed really nicely. And he never really gave me room for that feeling of like, is this gonna go anywhere? Like, what's the deal? Like, I don't really know. Like, the actions and the consistency and the words too, all just constantly kept moving forward. And I feel like nowadays, because of the apps and the tons of options of people out there and the abundance of women to choose from, people just don't wear their heart on their sleeve like that. They don't want to show their true colors. They don't want to show someone that they're so excited. And so they try to do things the complete opposite. They don't want you to see how much they care. And so they think like boring is ultimately better because it's like playing the game better. Whereas if you are too excited and you are, you know, you go too quickly or whatever, then you're going to just leave no room for, I guess, the mystery and the chase. But like, aren't we too old for that? So I'm sure everyone's watching Tell Me Lies. If you're not, you need to watch it. Like, if you're not, you're crazy, because Tell Me Lies is so good. Everyone is talking about it, so I'm sure you've heard about it. If you haven't seen it, it's on Hulu. And anyways, fast forward, let me rewind actually, because the thing is, they're on season two. They're like well into season two at this point, but I recently just went all the way back and rewatched from season one, because I don't know what's with Netflix and Hulu taking 2 years to come out with a new season of a show, but I digress. So I went back and I rewatched from season one so that I could like be really caught up to speed when I watch season two. And the girls were like talking about the guys, and it's three girls, Lucy, Pippa, and Brie. Lucy and Pippa are more like, you know, oh, I like this guy, but don't say anything. Like, I don't want him to know. I'm not going to, you know, let him know or whatever. And then Brie was like, you should tell him that you like him. And they're like, oh my God, absolutely not. That's like the worst thing you could possibly do, is let them know that you care. And Brie is like, but isn't that exhausting? And they're like, well, yeah, but that's just how you have to do it, because if he knows that you like him, then it's over. And Brie's like, wow. Like, it's just so, like, it's funny to watch it as on a show, but, like, it's so accurate because, yeah, how foolish does that sound? Like, oh, don't let them know that you like them. You can't let them know that you care. She's like, but that sounds so exhausting. I can't live my life like that. And Brie is, like, the sweet one who actually gets into a legit relationship, like, that, you know, vulnerability, wearing your heart on your sleeve. And there you have it. That's what is a lot more likely to happen rather than when you are playing these games and trying to play it so cool and trying to act like you don't care. I know every girl that struggles with her weight is sick of being told diet and exercise only by doctors when it comes to weight loss strategies, because sometimes there's more to it. A friend of mine was actually denied safe and affordable medications and told to get a bike. But I just found Mochi Health, a telehealth platform for weight loss that's dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care. Mochi Health includes visits with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultants, and medication delivered right to your door, including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compounded versions that are actually affordable and accessible regardless of insurance coverage. Their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle and help you reach your weight loss goals by making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. So get started at joinmochi.com and be sure to use my code FORTHEGIRLS to get $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and code FORTHEGIRLS for $40 off. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
I want girls to feel romanced. I want girls to feel pursued. I want girls to feel excited and feel okay about feeling excited, because that's the other thing. Like, when you actually do finally get excited, you don't even want to, because you don't want to get your hopes up because things don't always end up working out. And so you're like, let me not get too excited. Let me not get my hopes up, because you're just so traumatized by the past. And I get it. Like, I've been there. I've done that. I understand. And so that's why I put out all of this content. That's why I put out the type of work that I do, because I want to make sure that women know it is okay to finally let yourself be excited, but they have to give you something to be excited about. Because if they are giving you nothing to work with, then, like, I'm sorry. We can't feel this way about any guy and every guy just because they simply looked in our direction. So that's why we have to have these rules set in place. 48-hour rules. And if he is moving and grooving and acting with urgency and excitement, then by all means, girl, be excited and don't be afraid. Don't feel like you need to hide it. You're allowed to be vulnerable. And I do think once you're past that second and third date, you'll have a good rhythm going. You know, like, it's not to say, like, okay, once you're at the third date, then the fourth date needs to be planned within 48 hours. Like, yeah, sure, but you might be a little bit more advanced at this point. Like, it's just a little different once you do have that closeness with someone and maybe a little bit more security with that person. As things progress, you might not need to, like, view it from that lens anymore. Like, I think that you'll know, you know, that what they say, when you know, like, when you feel it. So I don't really think that you need to be so firm in the 48 hours to the point where you're now, like, you know, months into this and he's your official boyfriend and things are moving along and you're like, okay, well, it's been 2 days and nothing has happened, so we need things to go on in the next 48 hours. That's not at all what I'm saying. It's really just to get a jive. Like, it's really just to get a groove going. It's to get things progressing and to get things progressing at a normal rate, because it is not normal to be a pen pal for weeks or months before finally moving forward and meeting somebody in person. I'm sorry, it is not normal. So now we're going to move on to my other rule. And the way that I break these two up is that the 48-hour rule is really for, like, the non-exclusive dating stage. It's like the talking stage, the going on the first few dates stage. Like I said, as you progress, you get more secure, and, like, that's not really going to be something that is necessary, obviously, because you have a rhythm. But now I have the 2-month rule, which essentially is 2 months of non-exclusivity. And by, you know, that 2 month mark, if you're not committed, if you're not exclusive, girl, I would run. And I really, truly mean that. You have to be willing to walk away. Because if you are not willing to walk away, then you are willing to sacrifice your own happiness, your needs, and to remain in limbo in this weird, you know, like, phase with someone for however long, even though you know you want commitment. You know you want to be exclusive. And it has to beg the question of, like, why don't you know? Because you as in him, by the way. Because if you know, I would say yes if he asked me to be exclusive. I would commit to him if he wanted me to commit. I would 100% be in an exclusive committed relationship with this person. If you know that by the 2 month mark, why don't they? So if they don't, you have to be asking yourself these questions. Why don't you know? I know that I could commit to you. So why don't you know if you can commit to me? No girl ever asks this question. So every girl is out here seeing guys for months and honestly, sometimes years. I've seen videos of girls being like, I'm in a 3 year situationship. Girl, no, you're not. You're not in anything. You have been getting played by someone for 3 years. You have someone convincing you that he really truly cares about you or whatever the situation is. But the truth is he doesn't. He hooks up with you. He hasn't found who he really wants to be with yet, so he still hooks up with you. And the second he finds that person that he actually wants to be with, he will stop hooking up with you. So you're not in anything. You're not in a ship. Do not give this a label. Do not give this a title. Do not give this man that much credit. You are just being strung along until this guy finds who he essentially wants to be committed to. He doesn't want to be committed to anybody that he's met yet. So that's why you're still in the picture. That's the only reason why. So anyway, the point is that you, very often you as the woman will know that this is a guy you want to be with, but then you remain in this uncommitted phase because he hasn't made the commitment. So why are you still here? What are you waiting for? Him to like you enough? Him to wake up one day and say, you know what, let me just, yeah, today's the day. Like, I'll do it. Like, what exactly are you still here for? Because here's the thing. What you want, like what you truly deeply desire, whether that's a relationship, marriage, kids, raising a family, whatever it is that you, you know, really want, what you desire has to be stronger than your feelings for this person when this person cannot give you what they desire. I'm not saying that you can't fall madly, deeply, crazy in love with people, you know, unexpectedly, or that may not check every box and fit what you planned, because that's not true. You might fall for someone that you never anticipated falling for. You might like somebody or whatever, you know, your feelings are towards somebody that in your wildest dreams you wouldn't have planned. So things can go off track. Things can go not according to the plan. I'm not saying that you have to be so firm in your plans all the time when sometimes life throws curveballs at you. Of course, that's the truth. That is the reality. But if you have these needs and you have these desires and it is something that you truly want for yourself, and then you meet somebody who throws you so off course where they can't give you what you need, they can't fulfill your desires, and you are so wrapped up in this person that you forget about everything that you want, you will find yourself in a very unsustainable situation, because it's happened so many times before where women neglect their desire for marriage and a family all because of their love for a man, and then they do end up in a relationship, and then years down the line they are miserable and they say, I can't be with you because I actually do still want these things. I actually, you know, I suppressed the feeling for the past 5-6 years, but here we are on year 7 and I still feel empty. I still feel like something is missing. And I mean, this is why I say all the time how important it is to talk about these things in the beginning, because compatibility is number one. Compatibility is more important than chemistry, because I really truly believe that it is very unsustainable to build a relationship with a lack of compatibility. It's not to say that it is impossible, but it is to say that there will be resentment and a little too much compromise down the road. Every relationship is going to have compromise, you know? You like this, I like that. Okay, how do we meet in the middle? I don't think that marriage and kids and true commitment is the compromise. Like, I don't think that's what you compromise. That is a completely different lifestyle. That is a completely different world. That is a completely different future that you desire for yourself. So those are certain things that I really don't think that there should be compromise on. Maybe compromise on how long you wait. Like, yeah, we both want kids. I would have them now. He wants to wait 2 years. Okay, so we wait 1 year, we meet in the middle. Like, that's a sort of compromise. But is there a compromise on I want commitment and he doesn't? So how do we compromise there? Like, I don't think that that is sustainable. And I don't know why it is, but more often than not, in those, you know, situations of the commitment, lack of commitment, the man does tend to end up getting what he wants. So the woman can desire to the commitment all she wants, but it's just how history is. Typically, the man asks the woman for that commitment. Do you want to be my girlfriend? Will you marry me? Like, that's just how it's always been. And so the level of commitment and just the commitment in general does tend to fall on the guy. Now, of course, you can change that, or you can be more in control of that by putting your needs first and saying things like, I have the 2 month rule, like, okay, I've been in this situation with you for 2 months and I will not continue to see you if you're not giving me commitment. So that's why I say you have to be willing to walk away. You can be more in control of these things. History can repeat itself over and over and over and over, where, you know, men are the ones who maybe initiate that commitment. But if they're not, then you can break that, you know, history. You can, what is that? Like, you can break that, I don't even know what word I'm looking for. You can break the system, you can change the system. I don't know what little phrase I'm looking for then, but you can be the one who puts an end to that and says, like, okay, you are not giving me what I need and I need this level of commitment, and so I'm out. And why I say 2 months, and I really think 2 months is a fair amount of time, is because it's plenty of time for a man to know if he wants to be with you. Quite frankly, I think men know even sooner than 2 months. I think men know from the first or second date. I am going to go as far as to say, from that first date, a man knows how he feels about you. I think that a man could tell you from the first date if you're going to be his girlfriend and if you're going to be together for a long time to come. I really, truly believe that. And if they don't on the first date, they do know by the second date. They know how they feel about you by the second date. So 2 months is a good amount of time for you to go on a few dates, spend a lot of time talking and getting to know each other, discovering the compatibility and the chemistry, because even though I say compatibility is more important than chemistry, chemistry is also really important. And it's, you know, you're able to really see, is there that romantic chemistry? Is there the sexual, you know, attraction and that sort of chemistry? Is there the mental, you know, connection, the emotional connection? Like, you're able to really test out all of these things. Granted, yeah, I could sit here and be like, girls, he should commit to you as soon as he meets you. He should meet you and think you're the most beautiful, amazing, fabulous, great person ever, and he should never want to see another girl again. Yeah, that all sounds fine and dandy and splendid, but you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you have the full picture of what this relationship could be. Because it is beyond just physical attraction. It is beyond also just compatibility. Because you could be compatible with someone, but not have the right romantic connection, not have the right emotional connection. And it's like, yeah, well, we both want the same things in life, so we're just going to be together. Like, well, that's just a friend, you know? Like, I'm friends with my friends because we're all compatible, you know? We all get along really well. We have the same values and morals in life, and it all works out. Yeah, you could have a platonic friendship like that. But in that two-month period, you get to see, do we have the full picture? Are we a well-rounded relationship? Do we have the compatibility and everything else that is required to build a romantic relationship? Because there's more to a romantic relationship than a platonic friendship. Otherwise, we'd be you-know-whatting with all of our friends, and that's just not going to be the case. So I think 2 months is a really good span of time. I think 3 months is pushing it. If I had to give you a max, I would say 3 months, but I really think it's pushing it. I did not give my man a second over 2 months. I was like, okay, commitment or I'm out. There's that trend. You know that trend on TikTok? It was like the pictures everyone was posting of themselves and then their boyfriend being like, casual things my boyfriend and I did before we were committed, or like whatever it said, casual things my boyfriend and I did before we started officially dating. And everyone was putting like, oh, nothing, we moved in the day that we met, and like all that kind of stuff. I did the same trend, but I didn't say casual things we did before we started like exclusively dating. I said casual things I did for my boyfriend before we became official. And then like on the next slide, I wrote, absolutely nothing. I told him, if you are not completely committed to me, you can expect absolutely nothing from me. And the rest is history. If you guys don't know what trend I'm talking about, if you go on my TikTok and like scroll till you find like a photo, it's not a video, it's like a photo slideshow thing. You'll see it. Let me see when I posted it. I posted it on September 13th, 2024. And the trend is to the song Casual by Chapel Roan. I think you say Chapel. I don't think it's Chapel. I think it's Chapel. I'm just not like a personal fan, so I don't exactly know. But her song Casual, Chapel Roan, Casual. Everyone like did a whole trend about like casual things we did. So September 2024 is when that was. And yeah, I was like, oh, I would be perfect for this trend because I would do nothing before we were exclusive. Cooking dinner for you? Yeah, okay. Absolutely not. Like, the things that I do now, I would have never done without that commitment. And that's why I literally wrote it. Absolutely nothing. I told them, if you're not completely committed to me, you could expect literally nothing from me, and the rest is history. And so that we became exclusive at 2 months. And I'm not saying this, like, I'm not saying this rule because that's what I did. I had this rule before that's what we even did. When I was single and dating and before I even met my boyfriend, I was saying it on TikTok, like, girls, you're seeing someone for months and months and months and you still don't have commitment. What are you doing? 2 months, that's the max. 3 was like really, really pushing it, but 2 months is the max, especially when you know that he knows beforehand. A guy does not need 2 to 3 months to figure out if he wants to commit to you. But you also want to make sure that you absolutely want to commit to him, because the ball is not only in his court. This is your life too. You know, I keep in this episode bringing up like The Bachelor as an example. Like, sure, he is the bachelor, but a girl's not going to stay on the show if she's not totally into you. Like, she's not just going to wait around and be picked by you if she's like, I don't see this guy as my husband. I don't see a future with this guy. Girls have left before, and that's just it. Like, the power is not only in your hands just because you're the freaking bachelor. So the power is not only in his hands just because he's the guy. It is up to you too if you get into a committed relationship. So you don't want to rush either. And that's why I started this episode saying, yes, dating with urgency is good, but rushing is not the point. There's a big difference, because you're not necessarily in a rush to preemptively get into a relationship with someone that you don't really know, that you're not really sure of. That should not be the case. And at that 2 month mark, if he cannot give you commitment, why I say you have to be willing to walk away is because he's willing to lose you. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. If he's willing to lose you, then you need to be willing to let him go. Why would you want to keep someone who's willing to lose you? Why would you want to keep someone around who's not sure of you? If you're like, I'm so into this guy, I don't want to lose him, I don't want to let him go, I really want to keep seeing him. But he's willing to, you know, throw that all away. Then you're only hurting yourself. You're only breaking your own heart. And he's proving to not be the guy for you. Do you think the guy for you would need to be like forced into commitment or need to be explained why you need commitment? Like, do you think that the guy who's meant for you would need you to tell him like, well, you need to commit to me because of XYZ. I'm so great. If you don't see that, I just don't think that they need to be told. I think that they know. I think that they know what they want. They know what's best. They know when to commit. But if they're not the right guy for you, they might just want to weigh their options a little bit longer. They might just have some other plans for themselves. And that is, you know, the harsh truth. But, you know, how many times have you seen when it's like you're talking to a guy for however long and yeah, they don't want a girlfriend, they don't want commitment, I'm just like not looking for a girlfriend right now, I'm so busy, I have XYZ, and then you are done with him and then he meets another girl and 5 seconds later they're like posting pictures on Instagram and they're committed right away and you're like, oh, this is the same guy who didn't want a girlfriend? No, it's not that he didn't want a girlfriend. He just didn't meet someone he wanted to make his girlfriend. And now he met someone he wanted to make his girlfriend and they're together right away. No questions asked. It's quite ironic, isn't it? Well, no, not exactly. It's just that he wasn't honest with you. So it might seem ironic, like, oh, you didn't want a girlfriend, now you do. Oh, how ironic. No, he just wasn't telling you the truth. So you need to be honest with yourself. You need to tell yourself the truth, which is, if he won't commit to me and I desire commitment, I require commitment, then require it. Make it not an option, which means this is what I need, otherwise I'm walking away. Otherwise, we are done here. I've seen what I've needed to see, and I'm out. What you want has to be what you get. No ifs, ands, or buts. What you desire has to be what you get. No ifs, ands, or buts. Your standards have to be requirements, not preferences, because if you just prefer commitment, then you're gonna have zero agency over your own life. You're gonna have zero control over your own life because it's gonna be all up to him. Since, yeah, I would like commitment, I prefer commitment, but I'm not gonna walk away if he won't give it to me. Whereas if you make your standards requirements and you require commitment, then you date until you get what you require. And you keep meeting guys and doing what you gotta do until you find the one who gives you what you need. And guess what? He might give you what you need without even having to ask. You might not even have to tell him. Woo! What a beautiful thing. That is a love language. Doing what I need or giving me what I need without even having to ask for it. Yes, that sounds good. Ooh, that just turned me on. I like that. Okay, now before we get too excited, I'm gonna wrap this up. Before we go, let me give you a little reminder that you can now become a queen of confidence with me at an affordable promo rate, super, super, super discounted now for the initial launch. That is at victoriaalario.com under Queens of Confidence, or you could just go directly there by clicking the link in the show notes and buying the program. And then one last reminder and favor to ask you to please leave me a review, a rating, anywhere you listen. If that is on Spotify, you could leave 5 stars and answer the question of what you thought about this episode. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you could leave a rating of 5 stars and a general review of the show. You just scroll down and leave one big review about how much you love For the Girls. If you listen on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you listen anywhere else, you can do whatever ratings and reviews that they have. It helps the show so much, and I would deeply, deeply, deeply appreciate it. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.